So let's finish out. I asked you to pull a case of transformed disease, and you have a 59-year-old woman. Can you talk about what happened there?
Yeah, so we had this pretty youngish lady, actually, who was diagnosed with CLL, advanced stage disease, already at diagnosis in 2014 due to a low hemoglobin and low platelet count, had been a C or RISE stage 4 disease with unmutated V genes and trisomy 12 on FISH. She had the meter therapy and at an outside center had 6 cycles of FCR administered, achieved a partial response due to residual marrow involvement, and then less than 3 years later presented, so after a pretty short response that probably you could have predicted based on the unmutated V genes, presented with weight loss and fatigue, had a high white count again, had cytopenia again, and had 4 centimeter lymph nodes in the abdomen on a CAT scan. Now, in that early treatment failure, that was in 2017, we started her on ibrutinib because obviously chemoimmunotherapy with FCR had failed. She had a beautiful initial response. Her symptoms resolved and the counts recovered. However, only a few months, actually 4 months into ibrutinib treatment, her complaints got more severe again. She had new night sweats, drenching night sweats occurring. And when we scanned her, she had bulky adenopathy in the abdomen. We did a PET scan and she had a high SUV in that PET scan, and a core needle biopsy of the abdominal adenopathy actually revealed diffuse large cell lymphoma. So she had, per definition, Richter's transformation of her CLL, which still today is a very, very ominous sign. Our treatment options for those patients are very limited. We started her on R-CHOP, administered 4 cycles. Fortunately so, she went into complete response, and due to the availability of a matched unrelated donor, we consolidated her with a matched unrelated donor allograft. That was about a year ago. She, fortunately so, developed only mild GVHD upon tapering of the immunosuppression, and at her last visit at our outpatient clinic is doing very well, maintains her complete response. And I think this case to me illustrates that when you have a Richter's transformation in a young patient, obviously clearly the standard treatment is R-CHOP or similar chemotherapy that we use for diffuse large cell lymphoma. But when you have such a patient who is transplant eligible, you should proceed to a transplant with him in first response, because these responses to chemotherapy in Richter's do not last very long.